here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of December, 2011. It was on this date in 1065, Westminster Abbey was consecrated in London. There'd been a monastery there in the late 8th century. And in 1040, King Edward the Confessor ordered construction of a new stone church. By the time it was consecrated, 25 years later, he was too ill to attend. He died a few weeks later, and he was buried in front of the high altar. It's the birthday of the man who gave us Spider-Man, Stan Lee, in 1922, New York City, born Stanley Lieber. Spider-Man was a teenager bitten by a radioactive spider and becomes a crime-fighting superhero. Stan Lee, who also helped create The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, and the X-Men, superheroes who wore capes and tights and yet suffered from very human fears and insecurities. He got a job at Timely Comics. He got to write some text for a Captain America comic, and he decided to use the name Stan Lee. He said, "I felt someday I'd write the great American novel, and I didn't want to use my real name on these silly little comics." He became editor of Timely Comics just before his 19th birthday, scripted, supervised the art direction of all the superhero comics, gave the artists a story synopsis, a page count. They drew the panels. He went in later to pencil in the speech bubbles. It was on this date, 1612, Galileo first observed the planet Neptune, the eighth planet from the sun. He was studying the moons of Jupiter and saw another bright object that he first took to be a star, later noticed that it moved relative to other celestial bodies, and he kept track of its progress in his journal. It's the birthday of humorist Sam Levinson, 1911, born, raised in Brooklyn, who said, "You must learn from the mistakes of others. You can't possibly live long enough to make all of them yourself." And it was on this day in 1895 that Auguste and Louis Lumiere had the first commercial movie screening at the Grand Café in Paris. An audience paid to watch the brothers' film Workers Leaving the Lumiere Factory. 46 seconds long, a single shot, a static camera, the factory gates opening up at the end of a day's work, and about 100 workers pouring through them, some walking, some on bicycle. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Old Friends. There's a game we play, not a game exactly, a sort of call and response. It's one of the pleasures of living for a long time in a fairly small place. You know, they lived over by Plett's Grocery. Where that bank is now? That's right. Plett's. I'd almost forgotten. Do you remember where Ward's was? Didn't they tear it down to build the Holiday Mall? Yeah, I remember. The Holiday Mall. It works for people, too. Remember the guy who came to all the art exhibit openings, the guy with the hat? Yeah, he came for the free food and drinks. Right. And there was the guy with the pipe and the tweed jacket who always said hello to everyone because he wasn't sure who he actually knew. Oh, yeah. It's like the words to an old song, la la la, some of which you remember. And after I have gone, someone will say, "Oh, him. I thought he was still around. I used to see him everywhere. Only all this time, I thought he was someone else." Old Friends, a poem by Lewis Jenkins, from Sea Smoke, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.